Paul, did you feel that your team essentially picked up where it left off?
With what it had, with what we had left, yeah. I mean, both teams in back-to-back, so the quality of our game yesterday is better than the quality of our game today. But you expect that coming in. It's not as smooth or as easy. Not that it ever was, but you know, other players picked up. So we would have taken that Mark Scheifele's line and run them, you know, big, heavy minutes last night against a real strong line. So other players and other lines have to be the difference for us, and it turned out to be that.
Yeah, and on that sense, obviously your third line changed with Matthew Perreault out and you put Jansen up there. But what did you like from that group besides the obvious, the three goals that they scored?
Well, we could start with that. It was pretty good. And that I think they sensed that. Andrew Kopp especially was just really good tonight and really hard, and he played big minutes. And he's killing penalties. So he was able to play almost the same game that he played last night. I thought he was very good last night. He was really good again here today. But just on Andrew's goal, so what I liked about it is Jack put a puck into the middle of the ice yesterday that he shouldn't have, and it caused us a whole lot of problems. But he makes the play here tonight that ends up in a goal that's the game winner. And he was a much better all-around hockey player for us tonight. So he, I think, felt the need to step up and be one of those guys. So I like the fact that he made plays under, I don't know if duress is the right word, but we needed him to be a better player tonight than he was last night, and he was.
You said this morning you called it an important day for your club, and obviously until the day was done, you can't really reflect right on how they handled it. But they got the win, but did you feel like everybody sort of processed the day the right way?
Yeah, I did. You know, we left the sting of all of that effort spent for and get absolutely nothing, not even a point out of it. Again, the last night's game was a harder, cleaner, more organized game for both teams. You get a little loose back-to-back. Some passes don't get made. You miss some plays, so it looks a little sloppier, a little bit more disjointed. But the minds are right. You can almost tell where you're, well, you can. Whether you're watching them, all you got to do is listen to them on the bench and how they call the game on the bench. And they were right on.
And just on Matthew Perreault, is there any further update?
Yeah, he's at least 2 weeks.
Connor Hellebuyck with, I think it's 38 saves tonight.
Yep.
How about a word on the game he was able to
do? We'll do that, and it gets the win, huge performance. Our goaltenders on back-to-back nights against the best teams in the league gave us a really good chance to win. And he made some real good saves, some scramble, high-volume night for him. Our goaltending's been, you know, almost impeccable the last two nights.
It might be easy to... I guess I see the game as you guys take the lead and the last few minutes are really quite hectic. But I wonder about the start as well. There was a lot of energy, and it seemed like there were, like you described, the passes weren't necessarily all there.
Right.
You see it, say you're not.
I would. I want to function, but also follow the kind of media thread of their last game and what they felt, how they felt they played in Edmonton. So they weren't very pleased with it. Made some lineup changes. Veteran team that's angry. They'd lost 4 of 5. Confidence means everything to everybody, no matter how good your team is. But you get a veteran team that loses 4 of 5, they kind of get called out for playing soft, which is, you know, that's a tough call on a team that you know they're coming and they're going to be ready. So even on back-to-back, and I thought they were in those few shifts that we were a little behind it, you know, with just some of the execution with the speed of it, and then we built through that period, which is really important.
Last one for me is just a comment on, I guess, the hockey gods, you might say. You get this skate lace incident yesterday, and this today you got to bounce off of a linesman.
Yeah. I still think we got a few more coming our way based on if we're going on a ledger here. I still think we're owed a couple.
Just given how things have gone lately, the losing streak and even last night's game, how important was it for the team not to go from 3-2 to 3-3?
Oh, yeah, man. Really important. Worse if it had gone to 3-4.
Sure.
Well, for sure. But I didn't think it felt like that on the bench. I mean, there's some guys on the ice that have never, ever in their lives been in that situation, kind of goalie out in the National Hockey League. Like we got 8 guys in our lineup tonight, and you only dress 18 skaters, but there are 8 guys that weren't regular in the National Hockey League last year, and they're playing against the National, you know, Stanley Cup champions. So there's, I didn't feel, we've been in games before where you can feel it, that you're way off and this thing is going to go to ugly quick and hope the clock runs out. I didn't feel like that from the bench. I still thought, yeah, they cracked the bar, but so did we. You know, it's 3-1. We think Neil's pretty close to getting one. I thought we were all right.
And just Sammy playing, gets, I think it's 2 assists tonight.
Yeah.
And he takes a penalty there, but comes back out.
Yeah, you know what? There are going to be things in his game that he will learn how to handle that one-on-one, and that's going to be a critical piece for him because he's not going to out-muscle guys, so he has to figure out a way to do it without getting that free hand up on the hip. I don't think there was any penalty last night. I know it's the game winner. There was no call there. So other than saying, hey, don't worry about that one, I didn't talk to him. What I'm pleased most with about Sammy's game right now is that he seems to play better against heavier teams. And that's not always true about the slightly built kind of skating passing guy. Maybe he's just smart enough to figure if he goes a little faster, he's not going to have to take as many hits. But I liked his game on back-to-back against pretty heavy opponents.
Yeah,